The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benroot for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance, and movies that are available locally with audio description. We'll begin with the quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. So for upcoming plays, we got a precious few this time around here. In Raleigh, we've got Bright Star at University Theater, which will be in NC State's Titmus Theater in Thompson Hall. It's on Friday, June 14th, 7:30 p.m. And we also have Caroline or Change at Justice Theater Project, June 16th, 3 p.m. That's a Sunday. And I'm sorry, that's actually 3:30 p.m. Now, Justice Theater Project makes two totally free tickets available for users of the audio description service. To make a reservation, or actually two reservations, you call them at 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. This show, Caroline or Change, is a musical, and it is quite high energy, very charged. I went to see it myself on Friday night, and so I do recommend it. We also have Annie at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, and that will be on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. And that's it for the live theater. We'll get some more details about the individual performances a little later. Looking over to movies, we have the North Carolina Museum of Art outdoor summer movies going on here. The first one with audio description is First Man. It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And this, like I say, this is at the North Carolina Museum of Art on July 20th at 9 p.m. It's directed by Damien Chazelle, written by Josh Singer. It runs 141 minutes, or 2 hours and 21 minutes. It's rated PG-13. Discover the truth behind the headlines in this biopic depicting the career of Neil Armstrong from Project Gemini to the historic Apollo 11 moon landing. Armstrong suffered hardship and tragedy before his triumphant giant leap for mankind took him into legend. After seeing First Man, it's doubtful you'll think about spaceflight or Armstrong's historic walk in quite the same way, so says Variety. We also have the Dude Abides movie party in conjunction with the Big Lebowski outdoor movie. And this will be on April 10th with the pre-movie party at between 6:30 and 8:30 and the movie at 9 o'clock. Careful, man, there's a beverage here. The celebration is back with continued contest, trivia, nihilists, and the Folgers can. Activities from 6:30 to 8:30, movie begins at 9. Bring a picnic or purchase food from food trucks if the weather permits. Well, the Big Lebowski is directed by John Cohen, written by Ethan Cohen and Joel Cohen. It runs 117 minutes. It's rated R. The Dude still abides in this cult favorite from the Coen brothers. Jeffrey Lebowski, played by Jeff Bridges, is assaulted by home invaders who have mistaken his identity. The crime draws Lebowski and his social circle of eccentrics into an escalating series of bizarre events. Put on your bathrobe, pour yourself a white Russian, and don't forget to bring a rug. It really brings the room together. So those are the movies at the Museum of Art this summer. Now the commercial movies, the following theaters show movies with audio description. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. There's the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, also in Raleigh. There's the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 and IMAX in Cary at 501 Cataboo Avenue. The Beaver Creek Stadium 12 in Apex at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. These are all Regal theaters, and Regal has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about showtime and about which movies are playing in their theaters. You can call them at 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and then simply follow the menu prompts. So, what movies do we have? Well, opening this week, we have Dark Phoenix, which is rated PG-13. It plays at all six of these theaters. And once again, that's the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills and Briar Creek, both in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. The Tomorrow Man is playing just at the Crossroads in Cary. A Dog's Journey, rated PG, plays just at the Crossroads in Cary. Aladdin, rated PG, plays at all six of those theaters. And now we've got the ones that have been there for a while. There's Brightburn, rated R, playing just at the Briar Creek in Raleigh. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, rated PG-13, playing at all six theaters. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, rated R, plays everywhere except the Timberline. Ma, also rated R, plays everywhere except at the Timberline. Rocket Man, rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. Breakthrough, rated PG, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. The Secret Life of Pets, rated PG, plays at every one of these theaters. I attended a pre-screening of that last week, and it's really quite funny. Pokemon Detective Pikachu, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. The Hustle, rated PG-13, plays only at the Beaver Creek in Apex. The Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Long Shot, rated R, plays only at the Beaver Creek in Apex. That's another one for which I've attended a preview, and I found it to be quite entertaining. And finally, The Intruder, rated PG-13, plays at the North Hills and the Briar Creek, both in Raleigh. And once again, showtimes are available by calling the Regal Theater's number and following the menu prompts, and that number once again is 844-462-7342. And one more time, 844-462-7342. A closer look now at the plays. Now, once again, this is in Raleigh. It's Bright Star. It's at University Theater on NC State and the Titmus Theater in Thompson Hall on Friday, June 14th at 7:30 p.m. The book is by Steve Martin. He's the movie actor and also a banjo player for the Steep Mountain Rangers. The music is by Steve Martin and Eddie Brickell, with lyrics by Eddie Brickell. literary editor is a literary editor named Alice Murphy meets a young soldier just home from World War II, awakening from a longing for the child she once lost. Haunted by their unique connection, Alice sets out on a journey to understand her past. Propelled by beautiful bluegrass melodies, Southern family secrets are revealed and lives transformed in this sweeping, Tony Award-nominated and Drama Desk Award-winning musical tale of love and redemption, set in North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains in the 1920s and the 1940s. It's directed by Rachel Clem, with musical direction by Diane Pettaway and Ron Foreman. Caroline or Change by Justice Theater Project. The audio-described performance is on Sunday, June 16th at 3:30 p.m. It's written by Janine Tesori and Tony Kushner. This is set in 1963 Louisiana, a provocative story of political change, social change, and pocket change. It's directed by Tara Hodge, with music direction by Jackson Cooper, choreography by Tristan Andre Parks. Caroline or Change is a riveting, moving, and awe-inspiring musical featuring a virtuosic score by Janine Tesori, who was responsible for Shrek the Musical and Thoroughly Modern Millie. It blends gospel, blues, and traditional Jewish melodies, creating a breathtaking medium for Kushner's provocative and personal story. In 1963, the Gelman family, who are Jewish, and their African-American maid, Caroline, live in sleepy Lake Charles, Louisiana. Caroline is drifting through life as a single mother of four, working in a service job to a white family. A fragile yet beautiful friendship develops between the young Gelman son, Noah, and Caroline. Noah's stepmother, Rose, unable to give Caroline a raise, tells her that she may keep the money that Noah leaves in his pockets. Caroline balks at first and refuses to take money from a child, but her own children desperately need food, clothing, and shoes, and I must add to that dental attention, because I saw the play on Friday night. Inside the laundry room, Caroline receives musical advice and inspiration from her washing machine, dryer, and radio, while also receiving counsel from a bus and the moon. Outside of the laundry room, some of the greatest social advancements that the country has seen are being set in motion, and change is knocking on the door. Just a quick reminder here, this is set in 1963 and includes the month of November, when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. But Umstead Park United Church of Christ is the location for this. It's at 8208 Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. And Justice Theater does make two totally free tickets available for users of audio description. That's one for you and one for your driver. Their phone number is 919-264-7089. And once again, that's 919-264-7089. Fast forwarding to July 27th at 2 p.m., we have Annie at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. With equal measures of pluck and positivity, little orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next-to-nothing start in 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. With the help of the other girls in the orphanage, Annie escapes to the wondrous world of New York City. In adventure after fun-filled adventure, Annie foils Miss Hannigan's eagle schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new home and family in billionaire Oliver Warbucks. The tickets run between $25.15 and $103.15. And the number to call, 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And that's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And now we'll take a look at the movies. Once again, Dark Phoenix is opening this week. It's rated PG-13 for brief, strong language, action, and disturbing images, along with intense sci-fi violence and some gunplay. It runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. This is the story of one of the X-Men's most beloved characters, Jean Grey, as she evolves into the iconic Dark Phoenix. During a life-threatening rescue mission in space, Jean is hit by a cosmic force that transforms her into one of the most powerful mutants of all. Wrestling with this increasingly unstable power, as well as her own personal demons, Jean spirals out of control, tearing the X-Men family apart and threatening to destroy the very fabric of our planet. The film is the most intense and emotional X-Men movie ever made. It is the culmination of 20 years of X-Men movies, as the family of mutants that we've come to know and love must face their most devastating enemy yet, one of their own. The cast includes Jessica Chastain, Nicholas Hoult, Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Cody Smit-McPhee, Ty Sheridan, Alexandra Shipp, Sophie Turner, and Evan Peters. The director is Simon Kinberg, and this is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure movie. The Tomorrow Man is rated PG-13 for some suggestive material and brief, strong language. It runs 1 hour and 34 minutes. Ed Hemsler, played by John Lithgow, is a man obsessed with the future who spends his life preparing for a disaster that may never come. Ronnie Meisner, played by Blythe Danner, is a woman trapped in the past who spends her life shopping for things she may never use. In a small town somewhere in America, these two people will try to find love while trying not to get lost in each other's stuff. Together they have a chance to embrace the present. This is written and directed by Noble Jones, and the cast includes Sophie Thatcher, John Lithgow, Blythe Danner, Derek Cecil, Kate Asselton, and Wendy McKenna. And the genre is drama romance. A Dog's Journey is rated PG-13. It runs 1 hour and 48 minutes. Audience are invited along on a dog's journey. The next chapter of the beloved best-selling series by author W. Bruce Cameron. The family film, a sequel to A Dog's Purpose, told from the dog's perspective, serves as the much-anticipated follow-up to the soulful story of one devoted dog who finds the meaning of his own existence through the lives of the humans he teaches to laugh and love. After researching his purpose through several eventful lives, Buddy is sure that he has found and fulfilled it. Yet as he watches curious baby Clarity get into dangerous mischief, he is certain that this little girl is very much in need of a dog of her own. When Buddy is reborn, he realizes that he has a new destiny. He's overjoyed when he is adopted by Clarity, now a vibrant but troubled teenager. When they are suddenly separated, Buddy despairs. Who will take care of his girl? The cast includes Josh Gad, Dennis Quaid, Betty Gilpin, Marge Helgenberger, Henry Liu, and Catherine Prescott. This is directed by Gail Mancuso, and this is an animals and family genre film. Aladdin is rated PG. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. And it is the exciting tale of the charming street rat Aladdin, the courageous and self-determined Princess Jasmine, and the genie who may be the key to their future. The cast includes Will Smith, Naomi Scott, Mena Massoud, Marwan Kenzari, Numan Akar, David Negaham, Billy Magnuson, and Nassim Pedrad. And this is directed by Guy Ritchie. It is an action-adventure musical. Booksmart, which I have seen, is rated R for strong sexual content, language throughout, and drug use and drinking. This runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. On the eve of their high school graduation, two academic superstars and best friends realize they should have worked less and played more. Determined not to fall short of their peers, the girls try to cram 4 years of fun into one night. The cast includes Jason Sudeikis, Will Fort, Beanie Feldstein, Caitlin Dever, Jessica Williams, Molly Gordon, Lisa Kudrow, Billy Lord, Diana Silvers, Eduardo Franco, and Skylar Jacinto. It's directed by Olivia Wilde, and this is a comedy. Brightburn is rated R for language and horror, violence, bloody images. It runs 1 hour and 30 minutes. After a difficult struggle with fertility, Tori Brayer's dreams of motherhood come true with the arrival of a mysterious baby boy. Brandon appears to be everything Tori and her husband Kyle ever wanted, bright, talented, curious about the world. But as Brandon nears puberty, powerful darkness manifests within him, and Tori becomes consumed by terrible doubts about her son. Once Brandon begins to act on his twisted urges, those closest to him find themselves in grave danger. The cast includes Elizabeth Banks, David Denman, Matt Jones, Meredith Hagner, Jason A. Dunn, Gregory Allen Williams. And this is directed by David Yaroveski, and this is of the horror genre. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, is rated PG-13 for sequences of monster action, violence, and destruction, also some language. It runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. And we got the news story following the heroic efforts of the Cryptozoological Agency Monarch as its members face off against a battery of god-sized monsters, including the mighty Godzilla, who collides with Mothra, Rodan, and his ultimate nemesis, the three-headed King Ghidorah. When these ancient super species, thought to be mere myths, rise again, they all vie for supremacy, leaving humanity's very existence in the balance. The cast includes Sally Hawkins, Vera Farmiga, Ken Watanabe, Anthony Ramos, Charles Dance, Thomas Middleditch, Millie Bobby Brown, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Kyle Chandler, David Strathrain, Bradley Whitford, O'Shea Jackson Jr., C.H.H. Pounder, and Zihi Zhang. It's directed by Michael Dougherty, and this is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum is rated R for some language and pervasive strong violence. It runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. Super assassin John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, is on the run after killing a member of the International Assassins Guild, and with a $14 million price tag on his head, he is the target of hit men and women everywhere. The cast includes Keanu Reeves, Angelica Houston, Ian McShane, Jason Mantzoukas, Lawrence Fishburne, Lance Reddick, Halle Berry, and the director is Chad Stahelski. It's an action-adventure suspense thriller. Long Shot is rated R for strong sexual content and language throughout, also some drug use. It runs 2 hours. Fred Flairsky, played by Seth Rogen, is a gifted and free-spirited journalist with an affinity for trouble. Charlotte Field, played by Charlize Theron, is one of the most influential women in the world. Smart, sophisticated, and accomplished, she's a powerhouse diplomat with a talent for, well, mostly everything. The two have nothing in common except that she was his babysitter and childhood crush. When Fred unexpectedly reconnects with Charlotte, he charms her with his self-deprecating humor and his memories of her youthful idealism. As she prepares to make a run for the presidency, Charlotte impulsively hires Fred as her speechwriter, much to the dismay of her trusted advisors. This is a comedy. Ma is rated R for sexual content and language throughout, teen drug and alcohol use, and violent, disturbing material. Runs 1 hour and 39 minutes. Sue Ann, played by Octavia Spencer, is a loner who keeps to herself in her quiet Ohio town. One day, she is asked by Maggie, a new teenager in town, to buy some booze for her and her friends, and Sue Ann sees the chance to make some unsuspecting, if younger, friends of her own. She offers the kids the chance to avoid drinking and driving by hanging out in the basement of her home, but there are some house rules. One of the kids has to stay sober, don't curse, never go upstairs, and call her Ma. But as Ma's hospitality starts to curdle into obsession, what began as a teenage dream turns into a terrorizing nightmare, and Ma's place goes from the best place in town to the worst place on earth. This is directed by Tate Taylor. Cast includes Juliette Lewis, Allison Janney, Octavia Spencer, Luke Evans, Missy Pyle, Diana Silvers, Corey Fogelmanis, Dante Brown, Gianni Paola, and McKinley Miller. And I hate to tell you this, friends and neighbors, but we are quickly running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Kurt Benroot for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Remember, this is available in podcast, so if you need to listen up again, feel free to do so. Point your friends towards it, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the theater or at the movies.